Howdy, it's Sunday, it's October 21st. I went to Dick's Sporting Goods today just to buy some socks and some running shorts. And you can't just shop at Dick's Sporting Goods, otherwise you get ripped off. Pretty much like every national chain store now, you have to have your Dick's scorecard points and all the associated coupons that they send you in the mail when they tally up your points from what you buy there, you know, and you have to be barcoded into their computer and they have to track everything that you buy. Otherwise, you just end up paying way too much. And I've tried in the past to participate in this type of thing with Dick's, and I always end up at the cash register arguing with someone, which happened again today. I miss the old days when you could just go to a store and buy stuff, and the price was the price. Anyway, I got up to the cash register, and I had correctly used my special coupon for 20% off of socks, and I had correctly used my special coupon for 20% off of apparel, but I also had another coupon that said if you spend $100, they'll give you $20 off, and I was rejected. And I said, why am I rejected? He said, well, Under Armour socks aren't included in the $100. And I said, where does it say that? And he pointed to the back of the coupon where there were 35 items listed in really tiny print that couldn't be included in your $100. So I told him to void all my shit and I would go out and I would shop again. Which I did. But that's just kind of a moronic way of forcing people to shop. I don't want 27 different coupons, and it doesn't make me feel like I'm getting a deal. It makes me feel like I'm being forced into doing something that if I don't do, I'm getting screwed. And there's the phone. So we'll pause. So as I was saying, that phone call was, it came from the house of the girl down the street, a little disabled girl who sold me Girl Scout cookies. But no one would talk to me. I think they somehow accidentally dialed our number, which must mean they hit redial on their phone and they've been trying to find us at home for weeks so they could bring us our Girl Scout cookies and we could pay for them. Anyway, I was talking about being a moron. I think the people at Dick's are morons, but they think I'm a moron because I don't know how to use their coupons, because the socks that I bought were specifically listed on the back as not to be included in my $100 purchase. Anyway, we got that all worked out. It reminded me of this song that I was told to write at work. It was an exercise inventing frustration for our directors of operations out there in the field, whose people screw things up that you are held accountable for when they're your employees. And I think everybody who has employees who report to them knows what that means, but I don't think it's nice to call them morons. So I was asked to write a poem about morons, thinking that would purge all the frustration out of my head. And of course, in my own particular idiom, put a little twist on it. What does it mean to be a moron? I was asked to write a verse. They read me an example, figured couldn't do much worse. I've seen idiots and imbeciles, dimwits, drunks, and fools. What does it mean to be a moron? I'm not sure I know the rules. What does it mean to be a moron? Don't ask me, I don't know. Is it someone who always moves too fast, at the same time thinks too slow? Is it a dullard walking ignorant, dumbfounded and inane? What does it mean to be a moron? I'm pretty sure I can't explain. What does it mean to be a moron? Someone yelled, look in the mirror. I asked them to repeat themselves, said your directions seem unclear. Besides, all I see reflected is a handsome man of wealth. And if I knew I was a moron, I'd be brighter than myself. What does it mean to be a moron? I can't seem to write the lines. No metaphors, no similes, no clever witty rhymes. What does it mean to be a moron? It doesn't mean a thing to me. Why must they ask such questions? Why can't they just sit and watch TV? What does it mean to be a moron? Someone yelled, look in the mirror. I ask them to repeat themselves, and your directions seem unclear. Besides, all I see reflected is a handsome man of wealth. And if I knew I was a moron, I'd be brighter than myself. If I knew I was a moron, I'd be brighter than myself. So that's for the checkout clerk at Dick's who had to put up with me today. He was very good at it. I couldn't get him riled up. It was amazing. Have a great week.